AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two people were stabbed to death outside Josh Aronson's synagogue in Manchester, England.
It's horrifying. Unfortunately, in the last year, we've witnessed a whole load of terror and attacks against the Jewish people.
The suspect was later shot and killed by police. Two other people were arrested. The attack in Britain happened on the Jewish holy day, Yom Kippur. Republican leaders are presenting a united stance as they try to keep the government open and berate Democrats for demanding health care policy changes in exchange for their votes. This is day two of the shutdown. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says they're not asking for much.
If we can just find a few more Democrats to join us, we can end this shutdown and get back to bipartisan appropriations work and the business of the American people.
It's an awkward posture for Democrats that has long cast itself as the adults in the room during shutdown threats. The National Transportation Safety Board is analyzing data recorders recovered by investigators after Delta jets collided at LaGuardia Airport in New York overnight.
Their right wing clipped our nose and the cockpit. We have damage to our windscreen.
A flight attendant was injured. The White House is asking nine major universities to commit to President Trump's political priorities in exchange for more favorable access to federal money. The schools are Vanderbilt, the University of Pennsylvania, Dartmouth College, the University of Southern California, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, the University of Texas, the University of Arizona, Brown University, and the University of Virginia. The Justice Department fired a top national security prosecutor amid criticism from a right-wing commentator over his work during the Biden administration. This is AP News. Sean Diddy Combs' sentencing is tomorrow. People are waiting to get into court.
They are professional line sitters. The first person got here Wednesday night. Jessica got here Thursday morning at 11 a.m. She's number eight.
We are actually sitting for a news network, ABC.
During the trial, a line sitter tried to sell their space to me and other reporters for $400. I declined. Jessica wouldn't say how much she gets.
Oh, well, I'm not going to discuss the pay. You know, but it pays very well.
These line sitters won't see Combs, and he won't see them. The 55-year-old comes in through the back underground from the Metropolitan Detention Center, where he's been held for about 13 months. His lawyers say that's all the time he should serve. Prosecutors want the judge to sentence him to at least 11 years. At federal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.